From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. A British member of parliament is dead after being shot and reportedly stabbed in northern England, according to UK officials. Jo Cox, a 41-year-old member of the opposition Labour Party and mother of two, was shot and reportedly stabbed near Leeds today. A 52-year-old male suspect is in custody. Campaigning for Britain's EU referendum next week has now been suspended as news broke that a leading member of parliament had been shot. British Prime Minister David Cameron has cancelled a pro-EU speech in Gibraltar, and a rival group spokesperson says that the so-called effort for Brexit has also stopped campaigning for the day. President Obama travels to Orlando, Florida today, the site of Sunday's mass shooting at the Pulse nightclub that killed 49 people and wounded more than 50 others. Mr. Obama plans to meet with some of the victims and emergency personnel who responded to the worst mass shooting in U.S. history. Cindy Sain is with the president for VOA.
Well, he said he wants to show the people of Orlando that the country stands with them, that members of the LGBT community, that they are not alone, and that the whole country stands in solidarity with them as they seek to recover and to heal after this mass shooting.
Meanwhile, federal agents say the wife of the man who carried out the shooting, Omar Mateen, had some knowledge of his plans and may have failed to alert police. A law enforcement official says a federal grand jury will consider whether to bring charges against the wife, Noor Zahi Salman, who was one of several people who have been interviewed. Investigators allege that Mateen's wife went with him on a reconnaissance mission to the club to buy ammunition, but police say she warned her husband not to carry out the attack. Mateen was killed in a shootout with police. This is VOA News. The director of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency told Congress today that the Islamic State is planning more attacks in Western countries to compensate for U.S.-led military movements against the terrorist group. Speaking before the Senate Intelligence Committee, John Brennan also warned the IS will use more guerrilla-style maneuvers to offset territorial losses in Iraq and Syria. Brennan also added that the IS is likely to smuggle operatives into Western countries as refugees or through legitimate means of travel. Russia's defense ministry has announced a 48-hour regime of silence starting today over the northern Assyrian city of Aleppo as it backs the government of President Bashar al-Assad. The statement came after U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry expressed growing frustration with Russia and Syria over military action that has undermined nearly 4 months' cessation of hostilities. Kerry spoke Wednesday in the Norwegian capital of Oslo.
So we've made it very clear that unless we get a better definition of how this cessation is going to work, how it will be enforced, who it applies to, how it is applied, we are not going to sit there while Assad continues to offensively assault Aleppo and while Russia continues to support in that effort.
Secretary Kerry accused Moscow and Damascus of selectively enforcing the ceasefire, even as Assad's forces continue their campaign to retake the city, which is viewed as a strategic prize in the five-year-long civil war. Kerry also met with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif on the nuclear deal and Syria. United Nations investigators say a systemic campaign of rape, slavery, and killing by Islamic State militants against Yazidis amounts to genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. The UN Commission of Inquiry on Syria released a report today. Paulo Pinheiro is chairperson for the Independent International Commission of Inquiry on the Syrian Arab Republic.
And the transfer of Yazidi children from their own families and placing them with ISIS fighters. The public statement and conduct of ISIS and its fighters clearly demonstrate that ISIS intended to destroy the Yazidis of Sinjar in whole or in part.
Islamic State fighters surged into Sinjar in August 2014, killing hundreds of Yazidis who refused to convert to Islam. A vessel owned by Deep Ocean Search appears to have found some of the wreckage from an Egypt Air flight that crashed in the eastern Mediterranean May 19th, killing all 66 people on board. Finding the Airbus A320 has been a race against time since battery-powered signals from the flight data and voice recorders were expected to fade by the end of this month, and they are considered critical. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.